Building the Socialist Party in South West Wales during the elections. Linda Thraves, Swansea and West Wales Socialist Party. Swansea and West Wales Socialist Party branch achieved a tremendous result in the Senedd and Castle Ward by election, not unfortunately in the number of votes cast for RTUSC candidates, but by raising the profile of our socialist program. We recruited new members to the Socialist Party, met dozens of young workers and students looking to get more involved in our campaigns, and highlighted to thousands of electors a desperate need for the trade unions to launch a genuine mass workers' party with the resources, strength and profile that would make it impossible for the media to ignore. RTUSC candidates, working class fighters, trade unionists, youth, and community leaders were all socialist stalwarts prepared to raise the red flag of socialism as an alternative to labor, cuts councillors, reactionary racists, and political opportunists. Our small vote, not unexpected after the relaunch of TUSC following a four-year gap, when we stood aside for Corbyn's labor, definitely wasn't a reflection of the enthusiastic response we had on our street campaigning stalls, when we could actually engage in person with ordinary people. Over a short sharp three-week campaign, 29 Socialist Party members delivered almost 15,000 leaflets across 7 constituencies, participated on 21 public stalls, sold 172 papers, raised £150 fighting fund, and, most importantly, got 2 new members signed up to the Socialist Party. 29 others want to find out more, with a number of these wanting to discuss joining. These new potential recruits to our socialist ranks recognized that Socialist Party members were to the forefront of the TUSC challenge, a stepping stone to a much bigger and powerful mass workers' party that will in the future not only challenge, but replace Starmer's politically bankrupt Labour Party.